Hello out there in the land of drumming. This is Jeff Indyke, and I'm very, very excited to have the opportunity to be here. And of course, most significantly, I wanted to thank Danny Britt for actually allowing me to come up here and to do a special feature presentation. I'm going to be doing a series of things as the months progress for you guys out there. And this is kind of cool, because what I'm actually featuring today is a couple of short segments from a series of which I'm actually in production on as we speak. It's called the Genetic Funk DVD series, The Next Generation, The Final Frontier. And you guys if you want to actually find out how that you can get this, it should be posted on the section of my tapes on the website, on Danny's site. So you can find it probably there. And I'm actually in production on this series. So I'm going to give you guys a couple of miniature segments. As a matter of fact, whereas as Danny does so exceptionally well, the 60-second lesson, I'm going to be talking about more of a five times that, sort of like a five-minute lesson on each particular sequence. Talk with Danny about that, because as a simple fact, I think more in terms of groups and longer propulsions and developments and systematic genetic fusions of an idea, whereas what Danny does so well, which I really dig, is this more the short single execution, and then kind of leaves up to you guys, the proposition of developing those ideas. And so it's kind of cool, I think the two of us will work well together up here in terms of the way I think compared to the way that Danny thinks. And it's really kind of cool because I'm trying to think in shorter groupings myself lately for certain productions that I'm working on. Now let me get down to this business. This was basically built off of a couple of parts of Idea 33, which was basically on the film series. And I want to talk a little bit about the main idea, which is interesting enough as a second part. The motif that I'm on is 1-8-8-8-4-5-0-8-8-8-4. I like to think of the it mixes well into Bonham. Notice that little immigrant an attitude there. Now, what I want to do is I want to actually talk a little bit about the original application. The original application of Idea 33 had a 9-stroke roll at the beginning. And it was one-and. It's kind of interesting because one-and. There's a lot of doubles there. It's right, left, boom, boom. Danny talks a lot about those really great rudiments, and this is an example of that thing, but combined with the rhythm, one and two and that. Then the remainder of the measure went into what I just did, but it actually falls on the third and fourth beat. One and two and oh, and that's the notion. I have the idea also too of shortening a right BPL, maybe possibly a right with a 16th, one or maybe one and back, which kind of gives it a little bit more of an open feel. Now, what I want to really, really quickly talk about is the other motif on Idea 33. Now, it's interesting enough, right, but the other motif on Idea 33 fell again around on a third and fourth beat. But the way that I want to present it to you guys today is actually as the first two beats. But first, all right, let me show you how it originally fell, so that you know, right, how I'm sequencing it. It fell... One and four and a little cob head there. One and four and the and Now, what I'm going to actually do with it now is I'm actually going to take it and I'm going to restructure it. One and two, this is so hip because what happens right with this idea is it now becomes a motif on the one and the two. It's an interesting attitude, right, because I'm basically, right, displacing the three. So in other words, right, the dove two becomes a right sort of a substitution. Now the way that I like to come back is on the four. Is interesting. Now, if you like the idea of filling up a little bit of the three, there are three or four different possibilities that I'm going to take you guys through. The first one is one and two and four. The and three is so hip. And a three. Dire maker kind of an attitude there. I'm going to be doing that for drum radio right pretty soon. Me and Danny are involved in drum radio. I like a right the Cobham E. What? Thank you. got to write a really, really nice bite to it. Finally, all right, the dot is really, really one of my favorites. And what? Now, you notice, all right, how that pops. That's my favorite. That's my favorite genetic funk style, because not only, all right, does it pop. Reminds me of the old Earth, Wind, and Fire style. A right little, a right ending to that. Well, I wanted to tell you that it's really, really a pleasure to be here, and I wanted to thank Danny very much for inviting me to come up and give you guys a little bit of a segmented feature. Now, by the way, in case I had forgotten to mention, this little feature is also too a the way that I do most of my dollar beats. So, and you guys probably know, all right, if you've been on Danny's site, that I have a drum education hotline where you guys where I can call. Of course, all right, it sounds a lot better up here than it will, all right, over the phone, but get a lot of ideas, all right, over the phone that I'm working on. I'm eventually working around on systemizing that so that the sound will be a little bit better. But in the meantime, you guys can hear a lot of really cool things up there. And of course, all right, that drum hotline number is 516-539-BEAT. If you guys, all right, have any questions that would like to talk to me, my number is up on the site, so you guys can find me. I'll give you that number. It's 516-263-9782. Thanks again, Danny, for inviting me up here for a second special feature segment on some of the genetic funk things that I'm doing. And be looking for you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.